Next weekend, the supercars come to Simmons Plains for the Bow Repairs Tasmania Sprint. And over the years, there's been a number of Kiwi drivers that have done very well in the championship, going way back to Jim Richards, and then you think about Scott McLaughlin, Shane Van Gisbergen, one of them that's making his mark as well, and hopes to join those illustrious names in the future is Andre Heimgartner, who joins me now. Good morning, Andre.
Hi, good to be on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. For people that don't follow supercars as closely as I do, you're in your fourth year now with Kelly Racing. They were formerly a Nissan team, but changed to, I think, Mustangs last year. That's a big change for a team, and I guess you're still learning how to get the best out of the Mustangs at this stage.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, obviously we're Nissan, the last 3-4 years, and then has made the switch, so it's been very interesting, a big learning curve, of course, totally different cars, but we're really loving the challenge we had last year with the Ford Mustang, but of course we're on the road, we're travelling, and it made for quite an interesting time, not going home for 4 months, so we weren't able to develop the cars as much as we wanted, but this year is so far very good. My teammates got one podium, and I'm sitting seventh in the championship, so overall it's a good start to the year for the team.
You had two podiums and pole, in fact, in Sydney last year. I guess the aim is always to do better. As you mentioned, you're sitting seventh in the championships with your races so far at Bathurst, 15th and 9th, at Sandown, 8th, 5th and 11th. So I guess consistency consistency is what you're looking for, and hopefully a top 10 finish next week in Simmons Plains.
Yeah, exactly. This year has been pretty solid so far. We've been inside the top five more races than not. So, consistency, I guess, is the thing this year. Last year, we really missed that consistency. Some rounds you'd be on pole, and then the next round you'd be really struggling to be anywhere. So, for us, just trying to week in, week out, be up there. And I think that's sort of the main thing. And we've been lucky to have some, a big development push in the last 3 or 4 months. So, we should be, better placed to be able to do that in the next few rounds.
I mentioned some of the New Zealand racers that have made big names for themselves in Australia over the years, and you're hoping to be the next one, I guess. But as a youngster growing up in New Zealand, how passionate were you about the Australian Supercars Championship? Is it something you always wanted to do, that you dreamt of doing as a youngster?
Yeah, well, the supercar thing, definitely. Obviously, growing up in New Zealand, I used to watch people like Greg Murphy, Marcus Ambrose, Rick Kelly, people like that at Pukekohe as a young kid. So for me to sort of be into supercars, it's a bit... I'm just sort of used to it now. It's my fourth or fifth year in the category, so I'm used to the whole deal now. But, overall, it's very cool to be living your dream, and I'm very lucky to be able to be in the category, I guess, that you've looked up to your whole life.
You mentioned Rick Kelly as one of your heroes there, and now, of course, you're driving for his team. How good is that?
Yeah, it's good. Well, I was his teammate for the last 3 years, so that was a cool experience to sort of be side by side with someone like that, and learn off him and be able to do that. So yeah, there's all sorts of cool things. One of the coolest things was when I did my first Bathurst in 2014, and I was only 18 at the time, and we actually found ourselves doing really well, and I was in the top sort of six, battling it out with Lowndes and Mark Winterbottom and all those guys. I felt like the biggest race fan in the world that just got popped in the middle of it all. So, there's all sorts of cool moments like that.
Yeah, you would have had to pinch yourself to make sure it was real, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. It's always, you got to be grateful for what you got. And even now, when we're able to travel, we're able to do what we love, sometimes you have to pinch yourself and think, well, we're pretty lucky to be able to do what we do.
And getting paid to do it too, so that's wonderful as well. So to make a career out of something that you love so passionately, by the sound of it as well. Simmons Plains, we didn't get to have a round here last year because of the pandemic. It was postponed and then it was cancelled altogether. So you haven't raced here since 2019, but what are your memories of the track? Is it one you like, or is it one that frustrates you that you've got to get on top of?
It's an interesting one. I think it's a frustrating one in some ways, because although it's quite simple in its layout, it creates very close racing, and any sort of small mistake can really cost you. And if your car's not quite there, the weekend's very difficult, because the margins are so small that if you're not on the mark, then you can be way down the back. So it's a very interesting one. I've gone well there in the past, I've gone bad there in the past, so it's going to be a bit of a lottery. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think our team's made some good progress in between the last round and this round with the cars, but I'm sure everyone else has as well. No one else is standing still.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There'll be a big crowd there now that we're allowed to actually go and watch motor racing, and I guess it's great for you to have the fans back at the track as well.
Yeah, exactly. Always adds to that atmosphere. It was very weird last year, especially Bathurst. lining up and no fans screaming, no autograph sessions, all that sort of stuff. So, it's very cool to have them back now, even though only in limited numbers. Been extremely, interesting so far. Like at Bathurst, we had, a decent crowd. That was really cool. And then at Sandown again, another decent crowd. So good to see people coming back, getting confidence that, you can do it safely and, watching the racing and enjoying it.
Well, good luck to you and your team next weekend. Thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. No worries. Thank you.